Alrighty, good morning, everybody. This is Alethea Ray, aka Dr. Ally, aka Doc, aka every other nickname that I've probably been given over, like, the, almost year that I've been on the subreddit. Good God. Then again, I did take a break. But I'm back with a new headset, so yay! I'm not recording from my car. I'm actually in my room, on my bed, coming to you live. So, happy day. So, I actually made a post this morning about making a comeback. Ha ha ha, get it? And taking requests. And user, is it trying you out, I want to say? Actually made the mention that I should do, that I should do the questionnaire. And I actually did it not too long ago, but I think that the audio quality sucked because I was recording from my phone and Lord knows what other noises were going on. So instead, I thought, why not go ahead and re-record it while I actually have some free time? So for anyone who actually wants to hear me make a, potentially make a fool out of myself because I get silly when doing questionnaires for anybody that knows. So, alrighty, 15 questions. This will be fun. Alrighty, so starting off with question 1. What is your gender and sexual orientation? Obviously, I am a female. I know. Such a shocker. But, typically I classify myself as being straight, though, I have, you know, been with a girl a time or two. I would say I'm more so bi-curious, if anything, but the times that I have been with girls have just not really done anything for me. So it's just one of those, I get really picky when it comes to that, because I think it's harder for a girl to turn me on than a guy. It's weird. You would think it'd be easier, because girls know what could possibly get another girl, but in my case, not so much. Alrighty, number 2, what gets you turned on? I feel like this is a loaded question because there are quite a few things, but since for some of you who really don't know me, this is kind of a intro to me, I'll just hit a couple good points. I do love nibbling, biting, scratching, all of that shenaniganry that really, really get me going. Another thing actually is hearing my partner or whoever that I'm with at the time, like hearing them moan, groan, any sounds that they make to let me know that they're enjoying themselves is definitely one of the biggest like turn-ons for me, absolutely hands down. Because to me it's like you create this cycle, because if they're enjoying it, I'm enjoying it, if I'm enjoying it, they're enjoying it, and it just kind of loops on top of itself and just makes it even better. I think I'll just leave it at those two for right now, because those are some pretty good ones. Also, really random, spanking, very fun. Moving on. Number 3, what is the characteristic that defines my sexuality? Let me think. I actually probably have to say that it's that I'm relatively open to trying new things. I mean, there's very few things that I would actually be like, no. Absolutely not. There are a couple. I mean, they're kind of really, really extreme. But, you know, if I've never done it, I'm pretty willing to try it. And that's kind of how I've discovered the things that I like. Because I was late to the party when really kind of discovering the things that I like and just basically what my sexuality is. So, I guess I'm taking this time now to really just figure out what really does it for me. And I guess that openness and my flexibility, both in trying new things and the fact that I'm flexible, definitely probably helps with that. Number 4, what is your favorite sexual act? I have 2. First, absolutely love giving blowjobs. They're just so fun. I feel like I should just like I could teach a class on it. Just I love trying and experimenting and doing new things, and just to hear my partner enjoying it and seeing their face and just, does it for me. And then the second one would actually be me being on top. I don't know what it is about that position in particular, but, like, it's almost like my trigger position, I like to call it. Like, as soon as I'm in that one, like, literally, it is guaranteed that I will get off. There's rarely been a time where I haven't. So, I guess those are my two favorite ones, and I'll just leave it at that. Alright, number 5. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? That's a very good question. I would say, to be effective at seducing me, I mean, you have to at least have some semblance of intelligence to me. You know, a smart brain is a sexy brain. And I guess the quality that, you know, it's not one-sided. Like, you're not just looking for you to get off. It's kind of like we're in it together kind of thing. I'm trying to think, at effective at seducing me. I really have people try to seduce me, so this is a hard question for me. Of all things, talking about seducing me is hard. I would really probably just say that and just be on the level with me and kind of willing to take my strangeness in, because I think some things are strange, but... All right, next. Number 6. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I feel like I really want to be the moron in this and say that both parties actually enjoy themselves and get off. I mean, if that's not an acceptable answer... Oh, sorry, I was moving around. If that's not an acceptable answer, please let me know and I will come up with a better one for you. Otherwise, I mean... I would say, to me, a good encounter is one that's not rushed. It's like you take your time and you really savor every moment, every touch, every kiss, every thrust, just everything. And to me, that just makes the experience more than just, okay, he's sticking his dick in me kind of thing, you know? It kind of makes it more than that to me. And I guess that would be what would be indicative of a good encounter to me. Next, 7. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? That's a good question. Typically with me, I don't have a favorite color to wear. Usually I do either, you know, like a black and white combo, or I do really bold colors that kind of stand out against my skin tone, like a royal blue and emerald green, especially purples. I love, love, love purples. And that's probably usually my go-to color if I can. And how do I prepare myself? I really don't have to prepare myself. I feel like if you feel sexy, there's nothing that you really, you know, I don't need to, you know, doll myself up, put on makeup or anything like that. Just kind of being it, not needing the extra couple things here and there to kind of doll yourself up. You know, once you're in that mood, you're in that mindset, you know, to me, that's it. I'm there. All right. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? That is a good question. And to me, I can't, off the top of my head, I can't really think of any, like, fiction. Like, the only fictional character that I can think of, because I'm such a comic book nerd, I would probably have to be, it'd be a tie between at least my vision of Batman and my version of the Flash. Either one of them would be absolutely fantastic. other than that, trying to think, living personality. I mean, it's a couple actors out there who are just, you know, drop dead gorgeous. But, you know, to me, it's not just about looks. I'd have to see if I could survive a conversation with them, because if they're as, you know, dull as a board, that's kind of going to make sexy bed talk, like, almost me unable to handle. I'd just be like, no, we can't do this. All right, but number 9, who turns you on the most in your life? Well, I'm trying to think, because there are a couple people who I listen to who are absolutely fantastic, who they're like my go-to people, but I feel like I would never have the guts to tell them that they're my go-to people. I feel like maybe one day I will, but I think there are two of them in particular here on GWA. I talk to them pretty frequently, so I think they've probably gotten the hint by now. But I would say in terms of people nowadays, that's probably pretty accurate. And there's only one other person. They don't really frequent GWA, but they have a girlfriend. So yeah, not so much on that home front. But moving on. 10, what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? To me, I love the sweet names, like sweetie, honey, baby, babe, all those. Like those, like, especially when they're in that, like, moan, groan, just that voice. Like, ladies, you know what I'm talking about, that voice. When you hear that, it's like, panty dropper, done. that's just how I get. See, has me stuttering just thinking about it. Yeah, it's those. If you call me any of those in the voice, it's over. You might as well, you've won at that point. Next, what sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? See, when I first read this, I was laughing at the ones in the parentheses. I'm on H. Seal's, I guess, post of the questions, just reading it. And it made me laugh, because I'm already kind of pretty flexible. Like, you can pretty much fold me over in half, and it's not going to bug me. I can stay like that for a while. And stuff like that. I guess, if I really had to come up with something, I guess it would just be maybe the no gag reflex. I mean, that would make it things a little easier when it comes to, like, blowjobs. But, like, otherwise, I mean, I think I'm pretty, I mean, I have to say I'm pretty okay. But, I mean, you'd have to ask someone, if, you know. But anyway, moving on. Next, how did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? So, that's a story. There's always a story to this. I think that's one thing that I miss. I was, like, the storyteller back in the day for those who were around when I was actually, like, a habitual poster. But I actually found out about it randomly because last year, around November-ish, someone introduced me to Reddit. And I was going through the, you know, edit subscriptions because, you know, I was like, oh, well, they have these, you know, not safe for work subreddits. Well, what are these? So I went through a bunch of them and I was like, oh, Gone Wild Audio, this sounds pretty cool. So, you know, I started listening to some of the posts and talking to some of the male posters back then. The one who actually brought me on to start posting, I don't think he posts anymore, but, he goes by Mel. I think some of the older people will know who I'm talking about. But, you know, got me pretty comfortable with the idea of, you know, what GWA is and what types of posts that can be done. So, you know, kind of from there, I started off just doing a lot of just me basically being a storyteller and just telling stories of all these different fantasies and everything that I had. Like, I started off with my game over post, and it pretty much just went from there. And then I started talking to more people and saying how, you know, I had my degree in psychology and I wanted to be a sex therapist. Then that's kind of how Dr. Allie got started. I would say that's more of like my dominant side when I post. And it kind of just went from there. I mean, ever since then, everybody still calls me Doc, Dr. Allie. I mean, it's pretty much stuck at this point. Like, nobody calls me by my actual username, which is pretty cool. But that's pretty much the how and why of it right now, and I'm coming back because, you know, I actually, to a degree, I actually enjoy posting, because to me, it's, you know, one form of a creative outlet for me. And, you know, I've met some really awesome people through GWA anyway, so I figured, eh, why not, you know? So, and that's all I'm going to say on that one. So moving on to 13, dirtiest fantasy. Oh, God. I really don't know, because it really, you'd have to define what technically can be considered dirtiest, but I'll just talk about one, just the fantasy that I have in general, if that's cool. If it's not, then you people can yell at me in my comments and tell me how I'm a slacker. But one that I have right now, for those of you who don't know, I'm actually a pre-nursing student. So I'm taking all my anatomy and microbiology and different classes like that. And, excuse me. And one that I've kind of been playing around with in my head, and I might actually do a post about, is, you know, one night, you know, I'm on the floor, and there's this one particular patient that I have who's very good looking, kind of, you know, been flirting back and forth. They've been in for, you know, a couple days, so it's in one of those, it's in building and building and building at that point. Until, you know, something happens type of thing. And I can go on and on and on, but like I said, I'm probably going to make this into a post, so I don't entirely want to ruin it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Your mind can do whatever you want it to do at that point. And we'll just leave it at that. Alrighty. And then 14, kinkiest sex I've ever had in detail. Alright, so it's happened a while ago. But basically how it happened was, I think me and him had been talking just about the fact that, you know, there's a lot of things that I really haven't tried. Like, most of the stuff that I've done has been pretty vanilla. So there was one night he told me to lay down and close my eyes. And I was like, okay, nothing too out of the ordinary. And then, you know, he puts this basically silk tie blindfold over my eyes, and I was like, okay, this is new. And then next thing I know, he binds my hands, and I was like, okay, this is kind of really turning me on, and I really don't know what's going on, because, you know, if you've, like, the first time me ever being blindfolded, I didn't know what to expect, and the room was so quiet, like, I couldn't hear him moving around. So, like, whenever he would touch me, it'd be heightened, because, you know, I'm in that state of anticipation, not knowing what's going to happen next. And basically, he used, like, a series of different toys and stuff on me. And eventually, this is all, I at least came a couple times before he even entered me, like, at all. And to me, it just heightened everything. And I was just, at the end, like, I was just, like, laid out on the bed, and I was just like, oh my god, like, this was absolutely better than I ever thought possible. And eventually, I mean, it's something I'd like to try again, but it's one of those, like, I trusted the person, and it's one of those, like, if you don't have that trust there, that it could have been a totally, entirely different experience. But I would say that's probably been up there for me. But then again, also, I've had sex in my car. Oh, it wasn't my car. Sex in a guy's car at my job. I've done sex in a park. I mean, I've been a little out there, a little crazy. And then last, but certainly not least, what is the favorite part of my body and why? Now, this is going to be actually a very interesting answer, in that lately, before a couple years ago, I would have never, ever, ever said this answer. But just lately, just kind of becoming more comfortable with my own body, I've actually changed my mind. Because usually I would say my eyes, because I've been told I have very honest, expressive eyes that you could tell how and what I'm feeling just by looking into my eyes. That is pretty much, you know, that was like my tell in a sense. But lately I would actually say that I enjoy my curves, because, you know, for a while, you know, I was, you know, growing up through high school and a little through college, actually, I was kind of, you know, made fun of for my curves and for the shape of my body. But lately I've come to realize that it's not a bad thing. Like, basically to describe my shape, I basically have like that hourglass shape where I have a very small waist and then it flares out to my hips and then kind of tucks back in. And yes, shopping is a complete, total, utter nightmare, but, you know, when I do find something that fits me really, really well, you know, it's just, I just look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like, damn, I actually look pretty fierce right now, kind of thing. So that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. But all right, that's actually all of the questions. Dun dun dun. I don't know. I wish I had, you know, better theme music. I'm not mega talented. I can only edit so much, but I'm going to go ahead and leave it at this. So feel free to drop me any comments, messages, whatever you guys would like. And hopefully you'll be hearing a lot more stuff from me now that I actually have a headset. And if my headset sounds really bad, please tell me, because it's just my temporary one. I'm trying to get a better one. I have no idea what type of one to even look at, so I do take suggestions if you think something would sound better than this. All right, well, thank you guys so much, and I am off to go do barista things and serve coffee to people and try to come up with a good fantasy of doing a customer in the back room. Teehee. All righty, bye, guys.